And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Relay for Life is an annual 24-hour community event and will take place on Saturday, July 30th, starting at 10 a.m. Shauna Riley Pond is co-chair of this year's Relay for Life.
So Relay is organized overnight community fundraising walk. It is the signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And what it looks like is teams of people camp out around a track. This year we'll be out at Half Moon Bay High School. Members of each team take turns walking around the track. So in that, it's a relay, but it doesn't look like a traditional sort of walkathon, if you will. There's lots of stuff to do out there. There are food and games, activities. We'll be providing entertainment. And you know we have great entertainment out on the coast. But mostly building camaraderie between those of us who have experienced cancer in one way or another. It's a family-friendly environment for the entire community. Really, everyone can come out here. But I do want to make mention, too, because it's a team event and there are teams represented out at Relay, we want to encourage individual participants, too. You're not required to be there on a team. You're not even required to be there to walk. There's so many different ways that you can participate in Relay. Mostly, it's just a whole lot of fun, and you'll want to come. And so I encourage everyone to come to Relay this year.
How many people traditionally have been coming out for that? Do we have any numbers on participation in years past?
Gosh, I don't have numbers. I know some years, depending upon our coastal weather, some years it can be in the couple of hundred and other times we'll have hundreds. And certainly the weather can change. So it can be gray and cloudy and misty in the morning and in the early evenings and then get sunny during the day. So it does vary. And that's why we just encourage everyone to come out.
Now, the location is still fairly new. Historically, you were at different schools, and this would be your second year at Half Moon Bay High School.
That's right. We're really excited to be out at Half Moon Bay High School. We're in the quad area, and that's where we have fashioned track on the inside there. So our participants and our team members can walk the track as many laps as they set themselves or goal themselves to. But there's already in the quad a ready-made stage for us, for all of our entertainment tables, for the booths and where the food can be set up. There are bathrooms, and that's what most of our event goers are thrilled about. So we're very appreciative of Half Moon Bay High School letting us come back again this year, and we think that's where the event will really settle.
Well, you've had a lot of support over the years. I know the Half Moon Bay Lions Club, for example, has been out there cooking and doing things in times past. I suppose they'll be there again this year. How about entertainment? Do we know if there's any groups or people that will be playing music?
We do have a number of local musicians set up. Anywhere from some of the local, Kevin Nova is going to be out there. I know he is engaged to come out and play. We've got classical guitarist. We'll have some of the hula dancers. So all kinds of great local entertainment is on the roster and more to be coming. Some of the teams that participate with us, you mentioned the Lions Club, for example, just do a great job in serving food. And we expect them to come out and be giving food that will be donated from local suppliers. So many other teams, the Half Moon Bay Rotary comes out. The New Leaf is a big supporter of Relay. So you've just got a lot of local names who come out and both have teams, provide some type of food on site, some type perhaps of entertainment. It's just a lot of fun for everyone.
Now, when all is said and done, though, it is a fundraiser. So do you have a goal this year as the amount of money you'd like to raise?
We do, Jim. The number can seem kind of daunting, but we have just done a great job in letting our community know that we're trying to raise $80,000 in the Half Moon Bay Relay this year. We are nearly halfway there before we even go to the event. So we really feel like we're on track to raise the money. Like you said, at the end of the day, we don't want to forget that we are raising money for American Cancer Society to do all of the research, provide all of the services that it does for cancer victims, if you will, survivors, as well as caregivers.
Now, this is very personal for a lot of people that participate because they've had loved ones that have been affected by cancer and they've lost loved ones to cancer. What is your relationship to this? You've been involved for how long?
I think we've had Half Moon Bay Relay for Life going into our ninth year. So I've been a participant, having had a personal experience with cancer as a caregiver, Jim. But so I've always come and participated. There are some very moving moments, one of which is our luminaria ceremony set at 9 o'clock, where the track is lined with blazing bags with candles inside, and those bags have names, sometimes pictures, memorable quotes, and in memory for some of our cancer folks who have not survived, many who are battling cancer and have survived. And so people can buy these luminaria bags and they just round the track right around sundown, and we all take a walk around the track. It's a very moving event, and so I've been for every year. Last year was the first time that I headed up a team. I am a Half Moon Bay Rotarian, and I headed that team, and we did a great job, and I had all of our team out at the track for 24 hours. That was very important to me. I'd love to tell you why we have someone on the track for 24 hours, and so we'll get to that in a moment. It's very moving. And so because this event is very important to me, what the American Cancer Society does for cancer people stricken with cancer, if you will, as well as those of us who've been caregivers, I wanted to do more. And so I've chosen to lead this year's Half Moon Bay Relay for Life. So I'm its chairperson, if you will.
Now, going back to the 24-hour period that you were alluding to, you said that this is a 24-hour event, so some people actually camp out, right, overnight?
Yes. So, you know, I want to tell you a little history, and that'll tell you why we're out there for 24 hours. So remember that the event goes from Saturday, July 30th at 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday, July 31st. So in 1985, there was a physician, a surgeon in Tacoma, Washington, named Gordy Klatt. And he wanted to do something to raise awareness and to somehow fight cancer. He created this relay and actually walked around the clock, actually 24 hours on his track, for 83.6 miles himself alone on that day in 1984. Our event has grown. In the very next year, he had something like, don't quote me on this number, but something like 20 teams at the event. Relay for Life started in Tacoma, Washington, then that way for someone who just wanted to bring awareness. What we always say is we're there for 24 hours because cancer never sleeps, so neither will we.
Now, if a person wants to participate and be part of a team, is there a number that they can call? Do you have a website? Can they contact somebody if they want more information?
Yes. We have a wonderful partner at the American Cancer Society, whom I've worked very, very closely with this year as we've been putting on this event and doing everything that needs to happen. And her name is Alicia Ruiz, and she can be reached at alicia.ruiz@cancer.org. It's also very, very easy to find out more information by going to relayforlife.org, and you can simply do a search within that site for the Half Moon Bay Relay for Life, simply by using a zip code.
And if a person just wanted to show up, do their own walk, making their own statement or a memory for a loved one, they can show up and just participate in walking, yes?
So just come out to Relay. The whole thing about this event and Relay for Life is to celebrate survivors, to celebrate all that we're doing, and to remember those that have been lost, as well as to fight back. So we get such a great sense of empowerment, and I encourage our listeners to just come. You will not be sorry you did.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing that with us, and we wish you all the success this year.
Thank you, Jim.
Shauna Riley Pond is co-chair of this year's Relay for Life. You can make a difference in the fight against cancer. Whether a member of a team or just dropping by at the high school and walking a couple of laps, let's make this year's event the best ever. This is Jim Henderson speaking on behalf of the Radio Magazine team, your neighbors and friends who volunteer their time to make this weekly program possible. Our thanks to you for listening. And now, please join us for another ride back in time in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Our destination is 1977. Next on your one and only hometown community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
My name is Melanie Dewberry. I live in Half Moon Bay, and I come to Granola for, gosh, so many reasons. It's a godsend. First of all, the espresso is the best on the coast. It just is. And I'm an espresso aficionado. Some might call that a snob. I'll own that. So I come here to have a beautiful cup of espresso in an absolute divine, beautiful environment. The natural wood, the steel, it's just phenomenally calming. I usually come here to work. I'm self-employed. And so I come here and spend a couple hours, often maybe four or five times a week.
Granola's Coffee House. Open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.